Thanks.
Captain Eunuch!
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show's Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Captain Eunuch.
Hey, Captain Eunuch.
Hey, everybody.
You sound like Mr. Bill.
No, I'm Captain Eunuch.
Are you trying to do Mr. Bill?
It's Captain Eunuch, asshole.
Are you trying to say something about Mr. Bill?
No, it's Captain Eunuch.
Working on a new character.
Oh, okay, no problem. Is this something that you and your wife do, you know, as like role playing?
Let's see if you can raise the zombie. Raise the zombie, come on.
I'm Nefertiti and you're Captain Eunuch, okay? What are you in the kitchen or what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm cleaning and podcasting at the same time.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a whole new thing right there.
Yes, I'm turning over a new leaf tonight, so.
Hey, I'll tell you about a little thing that I did today, or yesterday, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I got invited to do this show about synchronicity.
Synchronicity!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't actually get that one done, so.
Oh. Was that what Smidge was doing?
Yeah, that's what Smidge was doing, yeah. And so I didn't actually complete that task. I was, I just didn't get it done.
Did you say, I will try?
I said, I will try.
I will try.
I gave it the Tidal Family, yeah. Rally cry. I will try.
I will try. That's all I can do. I will try to do it.
And I didn't accomplish it. So I got asked to do something else.
Okay.
And that'll be on the internet in meme form very soon. No. No, I told my UFO story again. You remember that?
I vaguely remember it.
Okay, well, so you can listen for that soon. Not here.
Not here.
Elsewhere.
Well, where could we find this?
On onsug.com.
Okay.
onsug.com. onsug.com.
O-S-U-G?
O-N-S-U-G.
O-N-S-U-G.
.com.
Unsug?
Unsug.
Okay. Well,
so
all right.
It'll be on there. I told the story again, as well as some other stuff, so.
Okay.
And I'm coming off this cold, and so my voice is really kind of, like, rough, you know? I sound macho for a change, don't you think, Miles?
We like it rough.
Miles, do you like gladiator movies?
I do.
So I sound a little bit more Jack Palance-ish.
Instead of Conway Twitty.
Instead of Conway Twitty, yes. Well, more Jack Palance than Don Knotts probably is.
Yeah.
Whoa, Andy! Whoa!
Andy, it's been a long time.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah.
Just in case anybody really cares. Nobody does.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Get well, Bob Lament.
I had all this sinus and it just like dropped into my throat. I probably won't be able to talk tomorrow. I'll probably be like have laryngitis tomorrow, but that's all right.
You'll be all right.
I'll be all right. It'll be fine.
I'm sure some people were hoping you had laryngitis tonight.
But, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, you were one of them. Yeah. So, you had something going on here?
I had something going on here. Yes, I did. Yeah.
What were you going to talk about? You said you had a story?
A story? Yeah, I do. You know,
Uncle
this is
Miles,
like,
will you tell me a story?
This is like the year that I become Bob Lament. You know.
It's oh,
like,
really? You know, you're becoming Bob Lament. Oh.
Instead of what was that? Being John Malkovich.
Yeah, being John Malkovich or being Bob Lament.
Yeah, I've been through this cycle before where I do stuff that you normally do, and then it's like the tables get turned, and
yeah,
like a week or two ago, I was at that trivia thing, which is really your gig. I don't really do those, but you know, are
yeah. I'm gonna go to one here in a couple of weeks. Yeah,
the Boy Scouts and the free popcorn. And
oh
the,
yeah,
the hand jobs and whatever else you get
hey
there.
Now.
And so you know, I shouldn't say never. I rarely have to travel for work, but I had to be away from home for like two nights.
One lonely night. Oh, one lonely night.
Oh, yeah. My God. How do you even do this, Bob Lament? You travel so much. You are gone all the time. I was so homesick.
Oh, please.
I was homesick. Yes, I was homesick.
You know, this internet doesn't get the same porn that my internet at home gets.
It gets more in the hotel.
Yeah. You're a homesick.
I had to actually travel, not far away, but, you know, kind of like the middle of the state, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we both live on the edge of our states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I knew it was coming up, and some circumstances kind of made me kind of go to this meeting at a kind of like a real bad time in my life, but I went anyway, and,
yeah. When hasn't there been a bad time in your life? Come on.
Yeah. When has there been a good time in my life? Yeah.
It reminds me of that song. Have you heard about the lonesome loser?
Thank you. I'm
beaten
glad.
By the queen of hearts every time.
Yes, thank you. This is actually kind of two stories in one, but here we go. So, I'm told, Miles, you gotta go, you know, the auto parts store's getting a new computer, and you gotta figure out how to do it, you know, like, all right.
The sea's calling, son, you gotta go.
Yeah, so I, like, all right, so I take off, haul ass over this thing, and it's like it's a nice hotel, it's like $100 a night hotel.
That's a regular hotel, my friend.
See, you do this all the time, you're like, yeah.
$100 right? a night, come on.
And so I get there, no problems, and it's like 10:30 at night.
So did you take your car? Or?
Yeah. I took the miles deal, as I like to do. And
did you get mileage for this? Or?
You know, I forgot to ask about that.
You should get mileage, my friend.
I'm going to have to figure out how to work that in. But so I can see, like, wow, this is a big-ass hotel. This is a big freaking deal. This is a deal, you know?
Yeah, they have ice machine on every floor.
Oh, my God. So I pull in, and immediately I see, like, a bunch of, like, teens, like, lingering out in the, like, the parking lot. I'm like, what the hell?
Teens. Okay.
I'm like, huh, okay. You know, I'm thinking, okay, they better not break into my car. You know, I'll shoot them.
If they take this 8-track player... I'm going to kick some ass.
If they take my Best of Bread CD, so help me God, I will. And so, like, I go to park, and I'm like, I go past this, like, van that's kind of, like, parked in, like, the unloading spot. And I hear someone say, like, hey, man, don't hit our van. Like, to me, they're saying this. Like, what? I'm like, what the hell's going on around here, you know? So, long story short, I get in there to check in, and there's, like, 10 million kids. 10 million kids in the lobby.
Was it an FFA thing going on?
I don't know what the fuck it was. FFA, FFB, I don't know. There was too many freaking kids. They go, don't these sons of bitches have to go to school or something? Or are they all homeschooled motherfuckers or what?
I'll tell you, pulling into a hotel where, like, you know, a bunch of teenagers are staying is the worst.
Oh, my God. I go, I'm never going to get to sleep tonight. Jeez.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now, hallway and fire alarms being pulled.
Hey, kids, can you play grab ass someplace else? I got to get some sleep. Oh,
you can't walk. You go to take a step, and like there's, you know, three of them in your way, you know, playing with their buddy, you know, like.
Yeah, playing with their buddy.
I don't know. I guess I'm getting old. I don't know. I had zero tolerance. I'm like, I said to the clerk, I go, are all these kids really staying here? He goes, yeah. There's like two groups of them in
there. Oh, my Lord.
You know, you look junior high-ish. They weren't little kids, but they weren't big kids, right?
Did I tell you about having to stay at the hotel for the Mizzou football game?
Oh, no. I don't think you did.
Okay. Well, this is not to, you know, stomp on your thing here a little bit, but that's the worst hotel experience I've had. And you know what? I actually got some sleep, but whenever the teenagers grow up and they're a bunch of drunk 30 and 40-year-olds going to a Mizzou game.
Worse, yeah.
So, yeah. Go ahead.
No, but I get out the elevator, I get out of my room, and like all the tall kids are on my floor, like all the, you know, 6-foot-something kids are on my floor. I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, that's because you had the children's wing whenever you're in the hospital, so.
Yeah, I know, right? So, like.
We read your file, Mr. Title, and so we put you on the kids' floor.
Yeah, I know. It was weird. I don't know. I was like, oh, man. I got to walk past these kids. I don't know if they're going to mug me or what they're going to do, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be raped. You know, I don't know what these kids are up to, you know.
Are you going to get raped?
Yeah, I don't know what kids are up to nowadays. You know what they're into, you know, geez.
I'm sure it's not a 50-year-old man.
But, you know, they listen to Rammstein and whatever the hell they're else they do. You know, it was the Blue October crap, you know, and so.
You have to be pretty full of yourself to think you're going to get raped by a bunch of teenage boys.
You never know. You know, I could be the Ned Beatty of the group, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. No, they were. I'm sure they're all nice people. There was actually some girls in the group.
Did you ask them what their major was?
You know, I was thinking about. I was telling my wife this story tonight. I go, you know, I was gonna say, hey, man, is this the party room? You know, I thought this is gonna come out sounding so creepy. I'm not. I know immediately I'll have the cops at my door. You know, in like an hour, sir. Did you just approach a bunch of kids about partying and drinking beer? No. I get to their room. It's late at night, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is where the two stories come together, but...
Okay.
2 days before, flashback, this is the flashback for a second.
Okay, going back.
I had some stomach problems, and I had to have this, like, test, I guess, the barium you drink?
Yeah, the barium.
Real chalky, you gotta like chug like these 2 or 3 glasses, coffee cups of like chalk, basically, glug, and they x-ray your stomach and all that. So the nurse kept saying something like, make sure you're drinking a lot of water. Drink a lot of water, okay?
Yeah.
Like, okay. You know, they're like, you know, your poop might be a little discolored. But don't worry about it. Like, okay.
No more than usual for you.
No more than usual. They go, you know, if you can't poop, go see your doctor. You know, he can make you poop. Or something. Yeah. Like, okay. And I've been going, so I wasn't worried about it. So I get to the hotel, and I go, like, I have to poop now.
Oh, well. Well, at least you made it to the hotel.
These kids scared the crap out of me, literally. So I dropped trowel, and I'm in there, and, you know, everything's going along. I thought, okay, that was... no problem, and I just happen to glance down. It's like I have just shat white Play-Doh, like, into the toilet. I'm like, whoa, what the hell, you know? Like, all this stuff must have just congealed in my innards or something.
Looks like colic.
I was like, what the fuck, man? It's like coral or something. I'm like, what the hell?
Coral.
So I'm like, well, okay, well, you know, that's weird. So I flush it, and I'm starting to brush my teeth, and I happen to look down a minute or two later, and it hasn't flushed. I'm like, huh, that's weird. So I flush again, and, you know, doing other stuff. Yeah. And I look down a couple minutes later, guess what? It's still.
It's flowing. I'm like,
God.
Did anything go down? I mean, anything?
Not by itself. No.
Nothing went down.
No.
Not even the paper?
No, the paper did, but the fecal matter would like go into the hole, but then it would like roll out then after like a minute or so.
It was like a clownfish.
It's like that head from Jaws, you know, comes floating out of the
thing. Yeah, it rolls out of the thing, yeah.
No, there's no floaters in this. I'm like, holy crap, am I gonna have to do what my dad did and reach in there with my hand? Gonna wrap it up in a tissue and throw it outside? I mean, I was panicked.
Oh my.
I was so panicked that I'm like, what is the maid gonna think? Like what did this freak eat that he's eating? They eat a lot of old eaters. I was panicked. I'm like, man, this is gonna be weird.
Just got in there, so you had like, you know, 12 hours to decide.
Oh, I know. People had to knock downstairs like, God damn, that guy has flushed 20 fucking times.
They just blame it on those kids, you know. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, like, dudes. So I ended up a garbage can. I filled it full of water. So when I flushed, like, I dumped that down there, too.
Oh, that's good. That's smart thinking.
Yeah, well, what else was I going to do? I leave it, let the maid discover it.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if people don't do that.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be a maid.
God. People are so nasty.
I actually tipped the maid. I never do this. I actually left a tip, but not very big.
This is for the white
turd. No explanation needed.
If you've ever seen the Omega Man. Don't tell anybody.
They stuck the Omega turd, I think.
It's the Omega turd.
Oh my god, it was terrible. Like I crapped a statue, like parts of a statue or something.
There's some guy down at the Des Moines sewer treatment plant who's entranced with your albino turd.
I can imagine I just like stopped the whole works and that stuff down there. Like,
hey, wait a minute.
What the hell?
You don't see one of those in a lifetime.
This jackass didn't drink enough water.
What do you think does this?
This is no human turd. That's right. That was so weird. They should have invited the teens in.
I bet you that came out of one of those guys who likes horses to do them.
This guy, he's got white stuff coming out of his butt, but he ain't Rod Stewart. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no. That's weird. So the kids, not. I thought maybe you were going to say you were, you know, going to the bathroom and somebody came into your room.
No.
Because I've actually opened the door, and other people's stuff was right there, and they were in the bathroom.
What?
Yes. I've been given a key to my room. Yeah. I go upstairs. I put the key in the door. I open the door. I start to walk in, and I see luggage, and then, like, somebody's in the bathroom.
Wait, were you the guy that was talking that ESPN girl?
That girl that won
$55 million or whatever?
No, I shut the door and went downstairs. I'm like, this is somebody else's room. I'm so sorry.
Did they say anything? Like, excuse me.
No, they didn't even hear me. They were making noise in the bathroom.
Excuse me, I'm doing this hooker in the shower, sir.
Excuse me. And so I told him at the desk, I'm like, this key is not going to let anybody else into my room, is it?
Let me ask you this. Do you like Mizzou fans at all?
That's right. Are you a Mizzou fan?
Like middle-aged men that... I've got nothing better to do except drink beer and assault women. Well,
I'm going to send you up to the lair of the white worm. I've had all kinds of weird stuff. That was one of the weirder ones, yes.
You're going to be sending people to your room. We're going to call it Jabba's Palace.
Yeah, and I could hardly sleep that night because of that, so...
Oh, my God. And then, you know, so, like, the next morning, you know, I'm trying to get to these meetings, and these kids are fucking off with the elevators. Like, look at elevator! Woo! Elevator! I think these kids are all homeschooled or something. Like, okay,
but no, it was probably some kind of convention or something.
I don't know what, you know. So I'm trying to have like the continental breakfast, you know.
Oh yeah, what kind of what property was this at?
It was at a I don't remember.
Oh, come on.
No, so these kids, there's like, you know, all these kids are fucking around with the food, you know. Like, look, eggs! Wow, eggs! Cool, eggs!
Yeah.
Like, fuck, yeah, I know. Either eat it or get the fuck out of the way. Go! Boom!
You are an old man.
I go, have you not seen eggs before? And I didn't say it, but I'm like, you know, make a choice, kid.
I guess please. There was no chance you were going to make it to the waffle iron then.
I skipped that completely. I don't want them little motherfuckers touching shit.
Those kids will gunk up a waffle iron, that's for sure.
Hey, let's put our boogers in here. Yay! I just, you know.
Yeah. Well, hey, so you get the whole experience there.
They were like little mini omelets, I think, and that's what had these kids all entranced. Like, oh my God, what is that?
Yeah, well, that sounds like a nice place. Mini omelets.
It actually was a very nice hotel, but like I say, except for, you know.
Except for the white turd and the...
Yeah, the grumpy old men.
And the grumpy old man.
The great white turd, eh? Yes. Yeah. All the stages, a few Miss You fans and level parties.
That's right.
No, I guess it wasn't too bad, but, you know, there was some running down the hallway and a little bit of loud talk. Is this Stacy's room? Do you think Stacy's in here? I don't know. Do you think? No, she's not. She left.
I will say, when I was at that, I got stuck in this hotel that was the closest hotel to the football field for the University of Missouri at Columbia.
Uh-huh.
And there was a football game that night. And so people were walking, you know, down to the football game from the hotel, and they were all drunk as all get out, you know.
Oh boy.
But I will say, actually, it was fairly quiet.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they actually, you know, people were pretty good about it once it got to be about 11, so.
All right, man, we're going to be quiet, man. That ugly bitch next to us is really...
Well, no, I think it was that and the room design. It was a good room design because you were... The bed was, like, the furthest away from the door.
Yeah.
And it was around a corner, so you didn't get all the noise.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so.
Nothing worse than, like, being, like, put, like, next to the ice machine or something like that.
Yeah. Or the elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually put on the end.
Yeah.
Because they put men on the ends of the, I don't know if you know this, but they'll put men in the rooms toward the ends of the hallway.
Yeah.
And they don't want to put women down there because of assaults.
No.
You didn't know this?
Oh.
So they put the women closer to the elevator and they put the men further away.
I have not heard this, but.
Yeah. Well, because the stairs usually are on the ends, right?
Yeah.
And so somebody could, like, sneak up the stairs or who knows what, you know.
No.
Yeah, I get put on the end all the time, so.
Yeah. Well, really, with your transgender issue?
Yeah, it's true. Well, it depends if I'm wearing heels or not, but.
They're like, we don't know. We honestly don't know.
We can't tell, exactly.
Cannot tell.
Got to put them in the middle. We don't know.
Yeah, let's see where he goes when he has to go to the bathroom. Let's see which door he goes.
Can you watch him go to the bathroom?
Okay, he went mad. Okay, so he's definitely...
Oh my God, he left a white turd. Oh my Lord.
Yeah.
it's in there like a buoy.
Oh my God, it's like giant pigeon crap or something.
No, it's true though. They believe they do put women towards the elevator and men towards.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. I've never heard this, but I mean, it does make sense, I guess.
Yeah. And it has to do with people, you know, dinking around and then jumping down the stairwells.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can see that.
So, I don't mind so much. I don't care. You know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I hate hotels, but I go all the time, so.
I don't know how you problem that. I was miserable. I was so.
Well, you need to have a nice hotel. That's, you know, an even nicer hotel.
Yeah,
was it nice? I was at a nice hotel in Columbia last time, and then I went to a lesser hotel right after that, and I was like, boy.
Yeah.
I had a nice hotel before.
Yeah.
This one kind of sucks. So, yeah.
Yeah. I really don't know how you do about it.
Once you upgrade a little bit, you're like, I don't want to go back down.
I mean, what do you do on your spare time, though? I mean, really, you've got to have some downtime. What do you do?
Me?
Yeah, what do you do?
I watch a lot of television, and then if they have free popcorn, I eat a lot of free popcorn.
Yeah.
But I don't really have that much downtime when I travel. I usually work most of the time, so.
Oh, okay. So you're all like, I got to do a report.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, at home, you come home, you eat, and you kind of just relax, right?
Yeah.
When you're working, you go do your work, and then everybody has, oh, I want to go back to the hotel because they all got to take a crap.
Yeah.
So
everybody
takes a crap, and then they go, okay, now let's go out to eat.
Yeah.
And so then you go out to eat, and then it takes a long time, and then you get back from the hotel. You get back about 7:30 or 8 o'clock from dinner. And so then, I mean, you know, you basically sit and watch TV for a couple hours and fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then you get up early because you usually have to, and you do it all over again.
Oh, okay.
So there's really not a lot of downtime.
Yeah, but you're not by yourself, though. You usually have, like, some travel companion, don't you, or something?
Yeah, it depends, but yeah. This last time I was by myself, but...
Yeah.
But actually, when I'm by myself, I have more time. I have to wait on everybody, but... Then a lot of times I'll end up doing, work on the computer in the evening.
Right.
So I'll just do that because I didn't get it done during the day because when you're traveling, you got to be focused on whatever you're traveling for. So.
Right. Well, I have talked to you about Lament for having to do that job. So.
Well, hey, somebody's got to do it, I guess.
I don't think I could do it. I really don't.
I wish I could get into the perks because my boss, he's retired now, but... he was able to amass all these perks from going to hotels.
Oh, nice.
He did, one time he went on a vacation to Hawaii and did not, and did not pay for a hotel. He paid to get there.
Yeah.
He did not pay to stay.
Oh.
And I believe he got free meals on top of it.
Holy crap.
And then, you know, and then I don't know how the frequent flyer miles only paid for part of his trip. I mean, he really was, I mean, he worked hard to to get that free stuff. I'm like, I don't even want to work that hard.
Bob Lament in Fiji.
Yeah, no, he did. I'm like,
no, he went for like 2 weeks
to Hawaii and he comes back and I'm like, hey, that must have been pricey. He's like, no, I had half the flight was paid for from, you know, the miles, and then all my hotels were paid for because I, you know, got all these rewards cards and I travel all the time.
Yeah.
And then you got free meals for something or another.
Oh, so, man.
He's always working it.
I like that guy.
And I brought you some macadamia nuts. Enjoy.
I didn't go through customs, so can I keep it on the DL?
Yeah, keep it on the DL. That's right. There was stuff in my socks.
You know how I smuggled these into the country?
These macadamia nuts got chocolate on them. That's not chocolate.
I smuggled them just like this watch. You know how I did it?
Up my ass. Yeah, so... Yeah, that if you can travel it, I don't quite travel as much as he did, but if you can work it, you know, you can get some points going on these crazy deals, you know.
Yeah.
So I never have. Actually, I gave you one of my perks one time when you came to visit. I gave you a free hotel night. Do you remember that?
You did?
I did. You didn't use it. You didn't use it, but. I was gonna give it to you. You didn't want it.
I don't remember this.
You guys, you came down, and then there was going to snow, and you freaked out, and you took off.
Because it did snow, yeah.
Because it did snow, and I said, oh, it's not going to snow.
You assured me it wasn't going to be that bad, and it was probably the worst blizzard up until that point.
Well, I'm not a meteorologist.
No, pretty much it was on every channel and every radio station that Snowmageddon was coming, and Bob was like, no,
come on. So then I said, I'll give you this free hotel.
Yeah.
In case you get stuck, I don't think you took it, and you took off.
I think I took your wife's cell phone, though.
Yeah, I think you did take her cell phone.
Yeah, did we ever get that back?
Probably not.
Probably.
I think we just bought another one. We just wrote it off.
Yeah, we're never getting it back. I don't want
to. Just don't keep paying that bill.
Fuck it.
I'm not paying for title to use my phone, for fuck's sake.
Tell them it's stolen, man.
Yeah. Oh, snow. I'm like, just wait it out. It'll be fine. No, we're leaving. Dun, 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 dun.
No, there was warnings before we even got to your house that it's snowing again.
Oh, I know.
And I go, we really shouldn't be. No, we have.
Oh, this happens all the time. Quit being a wuss.
Yeah, I know. It only took me like twice as long to get home as it did to get there, yeah.
Well, whatever. Come on.
Yeah. Lucky I didn't have to poop.
Yeah, it's true. But if it was a white turd, no one would have known.
Yeah.
They would have assumed that it was just part of the snow.